Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
This is Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth are you trying to do? It's up to you. Yeah, you. Your sister Carl's gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race. How in the world are you gonna see? Laughing at fools like me. Who on earth do you think you are? A superstar? Well, right you are. Where we all shine on. Like the moon and the stars and the sun. Where we all shine on. Everyone, come on. Vincent Karma's gonna get you.
No.
Gonna knock you off your feet.
No.
Better recognize your brothers.
No.
Everyone you meet.
No.
Why in the world are we here? Surely not to live in pain and fear.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Well, we all shine on.
No.
Like the moon and the stars and the sun.
No.
Yeah, we all shine on.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Nine.
One.
Five.
Nine.
Nine.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And probably the only show that is prefaced and introed by this fine band. You guessed it. Rammstein! Yes. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. If you want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. This is the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, a bald person, also from New Jersey.
Hey.
We call him Top 40 Frank. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should play a John Lennon song.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, what's up, Mike?
We should play a John Lennon song.
Yeah, because I want to be like every other fucking thing that does it. But
What was that, Frank? Repeat that, please. You want to be like what?
I want to be like every fucking other individual.
Oh, yeah. You want to be like every
Didn't want to do that. So I never picked that. The only karma I know is Karma Chameleon.
Frank?
I didn't know
Frank,
he sang.
Frank,
what?
Did I pick that song?
I did not pick that song.
You know
you picked that song. Yes, you picked that song.
Do you know why?
When I opened the fucking the docs up, it was there.
Did you know why I picked it, Frank?
Oh, so you admit you picked it.
Do you know?
Fuck.
Do you know why I picked it, Frank? Because you threw a fucking crybaby conniption fit when I decided that, okay, I'll do Frank a solid, and I'll play Woman is the Nigger of the World. And when that was the song I selected, you said, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I reached into the bin and took whatever was there,
okay,
Frank.
Okay, so you picked the song.
Absolutely. To make
okay.
you look bad. It's a shitty idea.
Pick it.
It's a fucking bad idea. So it deserves
don't
a worse
say you
song.
Didn't pick it.
It's a fucking terrible song, and you were scared to play a fucking song everybody's heard a million fucking times.
You know what? Because that's not the kind of song you want to play. That's not going to be... It's,
why? Why isn't it a song
because
you want to play?
You just try. You only want to play that song to be outrageous. Oh, look at me. I'm fucking outrageous. DJ New Style.
Oh, look at me. I want to be everybody else. Copyright Germ Freak 2009. I just want to be like everybody else to play a song. Bad idea.
I wanted to play a very remote song. That meant a lot to me growing up.
Okay, Frank. Then maybe give a title next time. Because when I gave a title, you freaked.
Yeah, because you know what?
I suggested a song. I said that we'll play this. And oh my god, it's a word that someone's heard before. In a song everybody's heard before.
Right, but
broadcast on live TV.
You were playing it to be outrageous.
No, I wasn't. I was playing it because it's fucking semi-obscure. I mean, you're not going to get too much obscure shit. First of all, it was a bad idea.
Instant Karma wasn't obscure.
Karma Chameleon? What the fuck are you talking
Whatever,
about?
Just go on with the fucking thing. We're going to go on for half a fucking hour about this fucking thing?
Why is it you wanted to play that song, Frank? Why did you want to play the idea of introing with a John Lennon song?
Because I can remember where I was 29 years ago today.
Listening to Karma Chameleon and just smiling.
No. I was eating dinner with my parents.
What were you having?
That I do not recall.
Oh, then I guess and you don't remember.
And when he died, I didn't even know who he was at the time. I didn't even know who he was.
So that's perfect.
Somebody at school said John Lennon died. I says, "Who the fuck is that?"
So you've really come a long way since then, because anybody can say a mega pop culture icon of today, and you would say the same thing at 40 years old that you said at what 14? You were
no,
how old?
I was 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
You weren't born yet, were you? Yeah, you were born. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? And if I wasn't, does that matter?
No.
Do you think people are incapable of feeling sorrow for someone that died before they were alive? Is that what you're getting at? Because you wanted
no,
to...
No, I well, obviously almost... you're getting there. I didn't get there. I didn't even cross my mind.
You know what we should do? I read somewhere that it's going to be 29 years since John Lennon died. I think we should start off with a John Lennon tune.
I didn't fuck. First of all, I don't fucking talk like that, and I didn't read anywhere. I just fucking know the date, you prick.
And then what we could do is, when we go to break, we'll play two John Lennon songs.
That's a fucking.
And call it a twofer.
You fucking lying right through your fucking teeth, man.
And then when the Heroes Talk caller calls in, we'll give him Heroes Talk dollars. Fucking terrible. You gave it all away when you explained what you did. You wanted to be like everybody else. But
right.
Frank, yes, your hero that you didn't even know who he was when he died.
I didn't know. He wasn't my hero. And
he was your hero.
No, he wasn't.
You looked up to him. You loved Shine
In
On.
In fact, I saw an interview with his son, Julian Lennon, who pretty much said the guy was a no-show father, more or less. You know, he really didn't pay much attention to his first kid. So here he is preaching peace and love throughout the world when he didn't even, you know, he wasn't even involved in his own kid's life.
Well, that seems like the type of guy we should definitely pay tribute to, then. Good thing we did that. Very good thing we did that, Frank. How old was he when he died? Do you know that?
He was 40.
Frankopedia.com.
No, I just know he was 40 because I'm going to be that age pretty soon.
Now, that bugs you out. Like, he was 40 years old. I guess he came back from a retirement. Like, he had decided he was done. Well, before a couple years before dying. 5 years, maybe. So he had done everything that people love him for pretty much before he died. Before your age that you are now. And, right. Frank, what have you done that people love? What have you done? Doesn't that make you feel like, God, what have I done with my life? When you hear of someone who's accomplished so much at an age that you used to be.
Absolutely. We've mentioned this time and time again, of course. I mean, in two years I'll be the age that Elvis was when he died. So how you like them apples?
And just a couple years from now. Just 2 years from now, and the king will be, you'll be the king's age. I was going to say the king will be your age. Yeah, it's like he's having birthdays still. I don't know, Frank. You seem to make these comparisons. I guess it's a sign of just getting older and kind of not liking where you're at. That's what I take from it. Every time you point that out.
That's a horrible thing to say, and it's just another one of your fucking put downs.
Another one of my fucking put downs?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want me to put on... fucking Imagine, Frank. What are we gonna play next? It's not a put down, Frank. What I'm saying is that you don't exactly like where you are personally.
Oh, I love where I am personally. I have a wonderful family.
I'm not a family, career aside. You look at yourself at this age and you realize, where did the years go? Where did the time go? And pretty soon you're gonna be old. Frank?
Oh, I'm already old. I have gray chest hairs.
Jesus Christ. Is that the official sign of I'm old? It's not like habits. It's just whenever your chest and pubic hair turns gray, then you're old.
I don't have gray pubes, but I do have gray chest hair.
So you have salt and pepper chest right now is what you're saying?
It's mostly salt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God damn it. That's gross. Like old asphalt. Used to be.
I have to shave my chest pretty soon.
Oh, have you ever done it?
Of course,
course. Sorry, Frank. I didn't know. So why would you say you have to do it pretty soon? It makes it seem like you've never done it, and you're waiting on the day when you have to do it.
I do it once or twice a year.
God damn it! Get fucking sheared like a lamb.
That's right.
Yeah, you're gonna be thrown away. You're gonna be cast out soon, Frank. You understand that? Do you understand the implications of this? Do you know, like, you want your kids to take care of you? They're not going to do it. You understand that, right?
We'll see.
They're not going to. They're not.
I'm giving them a very, very good life now, and they will reciprocate by taking care of me.
They won't, because you yell at them whenever they try to talk to you.
That's not true.
Whenever they do something wrong. Frank, you don't like that they borrow fucking books from the library.
I know, I don't like it at all.
They take they try to educate themselves by reading books from the fucking library, and this is a point of contention for you. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, especially from a kid's library.
Did you say especially?
Especially, yes.
Maybe you should have, had less of a fear of fucking library books. Maybe opened a few.
The problem with library books, especially for school children, is the book jacket. It's always greasy. It's always got little boogers on it, and I don't like them bringing it into the house. I will not.
You think a book jacket always has boogers on it?
They're just they're always greasy looking. They're always got fingerprints and smudges all over them. And I forbade them to bring the books in the house. I've forbidden them to read them, and I will not read a library book. They have to can only read store bought books,
but
soft cover only.
Soft cover's worse, because people like fold back the page.
You could tell when the book's been tousled.
Yeah, but who wants that? They go and they borrow the hardcover version from the library.
And then what if it was the little kid was reading the book on the bowl and his little Vienna sausage was touching the fucking book?
It happens. I mean, you are going to read on the bowl. I can't remember an age when I didn't want to read something while shitting. Because I can't remember when I started shitting.
Did your leg ever get numb?
My leg? No, I don't have some kind of nerve problem where my legs fall asleep. You know, you adjust yourself. You're not paralyzed and you can't feel your fucking legs.
But when you read on the bowl, do you do a courtesy flush?
No, never.
So you're just sitting there on top of your fermenting crap.
It's not a courtesy flush if you're done, right? I'm not sitting there with a dirty asshole reading fucking.
So you just sit on the bowl, even though if you don't have to go to the bathroom, you just sit on the bowl and read?
No, I'll go to the bathroom, I'll sit down, and I'll start reading, and I'll shit, and the minute I'm done, I wipe my ass, and I get out. Sometimes, however, I will wipe, and I'll sit back down and start reading again, because I don't think I finished the article, or I need a couple more pages.
So you'll sit there.
Or I don't want to go back to my desk, or whatever else. Everybody does this. Come on.
Okay.
You don't do this?
No.
When do you stop reading on the bowl?
Before I wipe my A's.
So, I mean, how
I don't wipe my A's and then go back and sit on the fucking bowl. I want to get the hell out of there. I
mean, you can only read the headlines in that amount of time. I have like 45 seconds before I'm wiping my ass. Every time I shit. Maximum 45 seconds. I don't make a fuck. I mean, my shits are like.
All right.
It's fucking go time, Frank.
It's getting vile.
You know what? You're fucking vile. I'm vile. This fucking show is vile. Anybody who listens to the show is fucking vile to some extent. What I'm saying to you, Frank, is I can't even, you know, if I had to do it when I wipe my ass, finish reading, I wouldn't get through a headline in a paragraph.
You stand, don't you?
I what?
You stand?
When I shit? I'm not a fucking...
When you wipe.
Yeah, you gotta get in there.
Of course!
I mean, I don't know how you can just... What do you just sit on one cheek?
I don't know.
Why are you yelling? I'm asking. What do you do? You said you don't stand, or you do stand?
No, I do. I do.
Do you ever not stand?
No.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can't. You do know that, right? Like someone in a studio apartment has a little closet for a fucking bathroom. You're gonna be hitting your head on the door.
Well, I won't go in those situations. But whatever. Anyway.
Does that mean you're done?
No,
because Frank, it's so nice when the segment, the segue to the next frame of conversation that you offer is a sharp knife just ending everything.
Well, because
okay.
No. What I'm saying is I had digressed on what you were originally talking about anyway, so I want to apologize that I was digressing from the original conversation and to begin with.
Yeah.
So I was going back to what we were going to originally discuss.
You know what it is? You don't have a young mind. You're not spry anymore, Frank. You're aging. You're old. And it's a bad thing to be. It really is. It's scary. Most people treat the fucking elderly and their older relatives like fucking garbage bags they're not allowed to throw out yet. Oh, no. Save it for garbage day. Wednesday's the day. Just bring it down to the curb on Wednesday. But right now, we'll keep them here just next to the kitchen table where everybody is for 10 minutes. Frank, pretty soon you're going to be just pushed around somewhere and then deposited in a location.
It's not far off.
It's not. You'll be in a chair, they'll roll you someplace, and there you'll be. And occasionally, people will pretend that they give a shit about you. They'll walk over, hey, either grandpa, uncle, or just Frank. And then they'll go and be able-bodied and joyous and young.
It's not far off, Ken.
They leave you in the dark. Well, how far off do you think it is?
You know what? I'll tell you how far off it is. When John Lennon died, going back to this, I was 10 years old. That was 29 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sure.
In 29 years, I'll be almost 70 years old. So in the same amount of time that it passed since he passed away, I'm going to be 70 for Christ's
sake. Now, how quickly did those years go by?
Let me tell you how quickly it was. Like that?
Like that?
Exactly.
Wow. So in just maybe that, you'll be shitting your pants and you'll be left for just in the corner somewhere. People will pretend that they want to be nice to you. They'll walk by your chair. Oh, how are you? And you'll be talking all nonsense. Oh, yeah, yeah, I got to get the report done. Yeah, you do have to get the report done, Frank. Good seeing you. Take care of yourself. And then they go and they fucking do splits and jumping jacks just within eyeshot of you. Just to show you how good it used to be. It's the worst, Frank. You know, I mean, my mother takes care of my my grandma. My mom takes care of my grandma, and she's dedicated to it. This is something that she's, you know, decided she's going to do. And I really am proud of her for doing that, because it's tough, man. It's a lot of fucking work. And not too many people do it. People like her are a fucking dying breed. And I think it is sad, because, you know, Frank, like, my mom's generation, that's pretty removed from your kids' generation. And when they get old, do you think that there's going to be any percentage of the population that takes care of the elderly? They're just going to be put away in some in an almost garden apartment. You ever see the old folks' homes, Frank? Do you ever go into one of those?
Assisted living?
Yeah, you ever go into one?
I've never gone into one, no.
It looks like a fucking grade school with an elevator and a fucking fish tank. A hexagonal fish tank with three fucking just tired, almost dead, like 45-degree angle tilted fish just swimming by. And occasionally you see people in fucking scrubs with just garbage bags of shit coming out of an elevator. And they're like, it's a luxury home. These are luxury home for the elderly. Bullshit. Bullshit. The horrors that go on every day in these fucking places. Just horrors. It's fucking terrible. And it's going to be your fate. Frank, if you're lucky, you'll end up in one of those. I mean, what was your vision for when your kids get older and they have to take care of you? What did you think was going to happen?
What I want to happen is I want them to have a room for me, an extra bedroom where I could stay with my missus.
So, now you're with her in their extra bedroom.
Well, assuming she's still around.
Okay, so now your kids have a house. Let's say they get a nice 4-bedroom house. They have their master bedroom all set up nice. And they decide, you know what, let's let my parents move in. Usually, Frank, it's one, because one has passed on. But now you're expecting...
No, that's what I mean. I mean, if my wife passes, that's what I mean.
Okay. So you're going to move into one of their bedrooms, and you just want a room. That's all you want is a
room,
right?
I just
want
to hang out there all day,
yeah.
Maybe whittle a little bit,
yeah.
You know.
Now, where are you going to go to the bathroom, Frank?
I have no problem going to the bathroom. It's my family. Why would I have a problem?
They'll have the problem. Because it's never a clean snap when you're old, Frank. Do you understand that? It's not a fucking just an easy no wipe ever. The days of no wiping ends probably. It's probably already ended for
Ken,
you.
The days of no wiping have already been gone years ago.
See, like it was such a glorious feeling. I mean, I still get them. But do you remember the last time you looked down and the paper was clean?
You know what? As a kid, I would maybe 2-3 wipes. I was done. Now I'm there for half a fucking hour, for Christ's sake.
You're using a half a roll per wipe.
Absolutely. Oh. And the thick stuff, the 2-ply.
I don't think they sell 1-ply, so don't act like 2-ply is fucking fancy.
No, they have 1-ply.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But
terrible world.
You know.
So you,
and then
so,
I resort to maybe shaving my ass a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be over with. I mean, because think about it. You're not going to be able to wipe yourself now. Now, you think you're just going to whittle and watch fucking old TV show reruns in a bedroom and everything's going to be fine. But, Frank, you're going to have to use one of their bathrooms. And that's going to become the Frank, a.k.a. Grandpa or whatever bathroom. That's your bathroom, officially.
I look forward to that, because I look forward to getting that toilet bowl seat that's risen up real
high.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's like you're up on a throne.
Yes.
And then when you shit, your shit hits the surface of the water, and you get the most tremendous drip just flying up. It's almost like having a bidet.
Did you ever utilize one of those?
Yeah, you know, just to see what it's like. It's kind of scary. I don't really like that much of a drop on my shit. But sometimes you get a really long one, it doesn't fucking matter. But Frank, what I'm saying is, you're going to need help, okay? You're not just going to be able to go, traipse, oh, I got to drop some shit now. Walk over, saunter over, sit down, and shit. No, someone's going to have to carry you in there. They're going to make you shit. They're going to make you wipe. They're going to dress you. They're going to do all this shit. And they're going to resent you. Do you understand? The people that do this without resentment will have passed by the time that you're fucking old.
That they had a nice... I gave them a nice life growing up.
Here's
okay.
Perfect feedback right now. Ed says, I seriously don't want to live that long. You want to live until you could just have if you could just have your skull kept alive in a fucking aquarium, you would do it. If there's nothing left of you than just your head and a neck and some fucking hair, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. You would want that. You don't ever want to let go. No matter who it affects, is what I'm getting at, Frank. That's the whole thing. You think it's going to be this romantic stay at your fucking kid's house, but it's going to be torture. It's going to be fucking torture. And they'll keep telling themselves, I'm just doing this because he, you know, one time he bought me a Finding Nemo DVD. And one time, he didn't make me wash my hands and he let me have a library book. And, you know, this is all worth it now. It's all worth it. What about with you now? What about with you? Would you be able to have your mother live with you right now, Frank?
Of course. If she wants to live here, she can live here.
But, okay. Now, let's say, God forbid, Donna's mother falls ill and needs a place to live and turns to Donna. Now, we all know that you were not invited to Thanksgiving for obvious reasons. She hates you. But she loves her little Donna. Now she says, Donna, I want to live with you because I can't take care of myself anymore. So now she's going to have one of your bedrooms and one of your bathrooms. Could this possibly happen for you? Do you think you have it in your fucking soul?
I love my
soul?
Wife enough to accept if that's what had to be done, and then we would do it.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I wouldn't like it, but I would grin and bear it and bite my tongues.
And you know what? The care would be so good that she would live an additional 30 years, Frank. Congratulations. You're a true humanitarian. You're keeping that woman alive. Very good. Very good. Because, Frank, it's good to have all your people with you, your mother-in-law and everybody, your family, because it's the holidays. Right, Frank?
Yes.
Yeah. So your mother-in-law will now be welcome at your house. You just said it. She could come over to your house for the holidays.
You're talking about extreme circumstances.
Well, I'm sure Donna wants to see her mother on Christmas. What's wrong with that? What's worse, having her move in with you or just having her over for Christmas?
All right. You know, you're going to get me into a lot of trouble here.
I don't understand. What am I getting into trouble? You don't want your mother-in-law over for Christmas? That's pretty selfish.
Oh, we're going to my brother's house.
But, Frank, there'll always be a Christmas at your house. Why can't you just invite her into your life? Why do you shun her all the time?
All right. How long are we going to go on with this now?
With what? I'm just trying to spread some holiday cheer. That's all.
This is what I would say to her if she came into my house. It's like this. Ready, Santa! That's what I would say.
Wow, and I'm sure she would appreciate that. I'm sure that would be very good. Frank, have you done anything for fucking Christmas? I mean, do you even know what your kids want? Have you asked them for a list?
My daughter wants a pink laptop. Now, where do I get a pink laptop? I have no idea.
Your daughter's asking for a fucking laptop for Christmas?
Pink,
seriously?
It's gotta be pink, though.
A fucking laptop?
Yes, but it's
got to
be...
Do you understand? I had to, like, to get Nintendo, I had to say, but I don't... But it's okay, don't get me anything else. And that's a fucking $75 item in 1988.
She wants a laptop and some pants called Juicy.
Oh, my... Frank, you can't get her that. You just can't. You can't get her pink electronics and Juicy pants. It's a fucking bad move. You're sending her down the wrong road. Do you ever see the girls that are so obsessed with pink that every fucking thing has to be pink? Oh, I got pink floor mats for my car. I got a pink gear shifter. I have a pink keychain. I wear pink. I love pink. They're fucking lunatics. You're gonna turn her into a fucking lunatic.
I don't want her to get the pink one. I told my wife. I said, this is ridiculous. It's a novelty, you know. And where the hell am I gonna even find a pink laptop?
They sell them.
They do?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can buy them at Dell. Dell.com, Frank. But don't do it. Why can't? How old? And by the way, how old?
She's 10.
A laptop for a 10-year-old. Right, Frank?
Yes.
And it's going to be her laptop?
Yes.
And not the other kids?
Huh.
Oh, is that right? Oh, no. And you know what, Frank? This is going to be the start of something bad.
I know it is.
You know what? Okay, what's your sense of what this is? Because I'm going to tell you how much worse it actually is
going
to be.
There's going to be a lot of fighting going on.
Fighting? What do you mean fighting?
Well, they're going to want to play with the laptop.
Oh, yeah. And then your daughter will say no.
Right.
And then you know what? Now the laptop can't be out around them.
Right.
So now the laptop has to be used in her bedroom where no one else is.
Uh-oh.
So now she's on the laptop, and the new ones come with cameras. And obviously there's fine services such as ICU2 and PalTalk and Ustream. Frank, you are treading down a terrible, terrible, horrible road. I mean, she'll be wearing her brand new juicy pants as she fills out her first fucking Facebook profile. Do you understand? This is not a good decision. Get her a fucking Dora the Explorer doll and let her call you fucking terrible. Let her resent you for a little while. And then next year, maybe get her a fucking My First Laptop. Some plastic thing with some built-in shitty games.
You really think she's too young for a laptop?
For her own?
Yes.
I think kids can get in fucking serious trouble. And especially since you're only getting one, Frank. You're only going to get the one, and it's going to end up being in her room, and you're not going to supervise her because you're in the basement. It's a fucking recipe for disaster. Look at this right now. Fucking Spandy Man is online. Do you understand what that fucking means? She could be interacting with Spandy Man in a matter of months. It's not that far off.
You've given me food
for
thought.
What's that program that Daddy uses? Pal Talk? I'll download it. What room is that guy in? Spandy Man? Daddy, I saw a guy who always wears deep sea diving equipment. He has a cat and lots of remotes and he lives on a bed. It's terrible, Frank. You can't do this. Can't do this. And now Spandy Man's calculating the age she's going to be when she's 18. That's the caliber you have online, Frank. No juicy pants and no fucking laptops. Get her a goddamn Raggedy Ann, some fucking out-of-touch toy. Let her hate you and then just fucking, I don't know. It's not a good idea. What do you think Frank should get his daughter for Christmas? You can call the show. It's 316-768-4472. 316-768-4472. He has no idea.
Well, do the pink ones, the colored ones, do they typically cost more money than the regular black ones?
Probably. Probably. You probably have to pay maybe like $50 or something like that for a customization. I'm hearing no from Spickle. I'm hearing... yes or no, it doesn't matter. Frank, the fact is, whatever it costs is not the issue. The fact that the item is going to be there is fucking dangerous. Dangerous.
Jesus Christmas.
What is she into? I mean, like, you just want to get her a laptop so you can be the hero dad. Is that what it is, Frank? Do you still crave being the hero?
This is something that she had asked for. I did not suggest this.
So she gave you a Christmas list.
Well, she's
and
been...
it said she wants a pair of pants with the word juicy written on the ass. Because that's what it is.
Is that where they're at, the ass?
It's written on the ass! Juicy! It's fucking written on an ass. You can't have a 10-year-old with fucking juicy pants. You just can't. Yeah. Casey says, get her a dog. Why don't you just get her a fucking dog? Your other dogs...
I got two dogs already.
They're going to die in a week. They're old. Get new dogs. And tell her that's her dog. You know you're going to end up taking care of it anyway. It'll be like your dog anyway. But just let her think it's hers.
She has no interest. You know, now you're giving me second thoughts about this whole laptop thing.
You were going to actually go through with it.
I didn't realize that she could go on sites that shouldn't be going on.
In the age of sexting and fucking cam to cam and emoticon rose, squiggly, squiggly, cam, C2C, MSN, Frank, you don't want to do this.
Well, you could put parental controls on it, I would suppose.
Oh, I'm sure you can. But just the same way that you install them, they could be fucking uninstalled. There's a way around everything, Frank. I'm telling you, this thing has to be in the kitchen, fucking locked to the table. And, you know what? Brian has it right. Get her a dog that's dyed pink. Get her a pink dog. Let's combine some of these suggestions. Just dye a dog pink and hand it to her. And she'll say, but this wasn't on my list. I want a laptop with a camera, Daddy. That's what she'll say. Frank, this is not a good idea. Are there any other things on her list that you wanted? Anything at all, or just the two items?
No, she just, that's what I could recollect now. Mm. The laptop, that's a pretty big gift, so you know, to get other stuff is going to be kind of tough, you know?
Do you typically spend, I don't want to get into it, but do you spend that much on a kit for Christmas? I mean, I don't know. I have a nephew, a niece, a cousin.
I bought a laptop. I bought a desktop a month or so ago. I think it was like...
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Casey just typed, what about an iPod pre-filled with DJ New Style shows?
She already has an iPod.
Just clips of you on it talking about your asshole. Merry Christmas.
No, she's had an iPod for like 3 years. That's old news. She wants a laptop now.
I don't know, Frank.
No wonder why. Whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Nothing.
Explain.
Nothing.
You can't throw the hook out there. The fish is gonna bite.
It's so much. It's just too much money is being spent. You know, it's just. I need to have money for retirement. For Christ's sake! For all I know, I'll be living in a fucking hovel.
You're gonna be living, if you're lucky, in an assisted living home. That's if they haven't plundered your retirement that you managed to save.
Anyway,
to buy pink electronics and fucking juicy couture.
I think the desktop I bought was $400-something, and the cheapest friggin' laptop I see is $600-800. So laptops are generally more than a desktop.
Yeah, they are usually. But Frank, you shouldn't even consider it. Do you at least, are you going to get Donna a present this year?
We're going on a trip.
What? What, you're going on a trip? Is just you two?
No, the family.
Oh, well, Frank, where are you planning on going? Is this something that you can report or no?
I'm going to, I just found out what else my daughter wants for Christmas, and then I'll get back to the trip.
Oh, okay. This is her Christmas list.
The pink laptop. She wants Uggs boots.
Oh, god damn it.
And she wants North Face jackets and juicy clothes.
Oh, you are fucked. You're already fucked. 10 years and you're fucked already, Frank. Do you understand? You are officially on the road of having a high maintenance daughter. She wants Uggs and North Face shit and fucking juicy pants. Not good. Not good, Frank. Oh, my God.
But my gift, listen,
she's going to end up on an MTV show real soon. Her name will be K-Wow. Oh, Jesus Christ. What were you going to say, Frank?
No, we're going on a trip to Disney World the middle of next month.
So you'll be driving?
No, I'm not going to be driving. I'm going to be...
You are going to make a triumphant return to air flight.
Yes, I haven't been on a plane since 2003.
Wow. Wow, are you frightened? I mean,
I'm shit scared.
Are you going first class?
Of course not.
Of course! So you're gonna be in between two people.
Coach.
Yeah, of course. You're going to be in between two people, clutching the armrests... And just hoping for sleep and a gentle death. Frank, I tell you, this is going to be good for you. I hope it warms you up to air travel. You should really start seeing the world beyond your basement. Do you understand?
I've been to a few places, my friend.
Where have you been?
I've been to Pennsylvania.
Congratulations. Really, Frank, you are well-traveled. Well-traveled. What do you... I hear papers rustling. I don't understand. Don't you have somebody for that?
What don't you understand? If you hear the papers rustling, then you do understand what's going on.
I don't know why you're rustling them.
I'm just playing with the paper. That's all. It's just a nervous tick.
What happened with your intern? Don't you have somebody to play with your fucking
papers?
The
bitch was a no-show.
A no-show?
The bitch was a no-show.
Wow. So it looks like Josefina is gone.
Oh, she was been gone.
Oh, you fired her already?
She was gone. Well, we had that English chick last week.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No, what was the English chick's name
Isabella.
Again? Oh, Isabella. God, you changed so quickly, Frank. I can't even fucking keep track.
Right.
So we went from, I don't even know the name of the first girl. Was this your third girl that you've gone through, or is this the fourth that's gone?
I can't even keep track anymore. I don't know. I'm interviewing more people this week, so we'll see what happens. Mm.
Do you have an email address or Twitter address they can contact you at? Maybe twitter.com/thegermfreak?
Yes, I do. That's it.
If you're looking for a good internship, he's going to say it's college credits, but it's really not. Just send a quick reply over to at thegermfreak on Twitter. You know, just for a laugh, I guess. Frank, I mean, it's a big fucking joke, really. It's not a paying position. It's not right. They get nothing out of it. It's just terrible. It's fucking bad. Now, Frank, I'm sorry. We have a call here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
You guys are looking for interns?
Yes. Are you interested in the position?
Are you guys from New Jersey?
Absolutely.
Me too. I live in Jersey.
Wait, hold on, Danielle. Frank, did you tell? Why are you fucking putting this number for people to call?
Excuse me?
Why are you telling them to call this? I want them to contact you. This is your made-up position.
It's the internship for the program.
Yeah, I saw this number on his Twitter. It's the Germ Freak, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah, I saw this number there. I saw that you were looking for an intern.
Right.
Danielle.
Right. Yeah, we are.
What can you bring to Frank's office? I mean, what skills do you have? What's your skill set? What are you able to do?
Well, I'm really good with hair. Like, I can do a poof at the top.
That's not going to work.
No. Do you know how to...
He's bald and bald and creepy.
Do you know how to collate?
What the hell does... What are you talking about? What is that word?
Frank, why don't you explain it to her? What is it?
I'm not sure myself. I just know people do it in offices.
Oh, they collate.
I'm dirty. I'm a Catholic, so...
Oh, you're Catholic.
Yeah, I'm a Catholic.
Oh, well, Frank doesn't like Catholics.
One
time he said that the Pope can go fuck himself and fuck
I
the church.
I never said that. I said the Catholic Church.
Oh, my God.
You said the Catholic Church
Jesus.
What?
Mary and Joseph.
Are you one of those Guido chicks? Those Guidettes or whatever?
Definitely. Oh, my God, yes, I am. Do you guys watch the Jersey Shore show?
I saw the first episode.
Oh, which my one, God, which one I love that show.
Frank, did you see the...
I know Situation. I know him.
Did you sleep with the Situation?
No, I saw him at Bamboo a couple of times.
Oh, okay. You look like... You sound like the type of girl that would wear the I Love the Situation underwears.
I already have them on order.
Are you one of those girls who went in the hot tub?
She wasn't on the show.
No,
she watched it.
Oh, she watched it.
Those skanks. They're whores.
Yeah, they're not classy. Not at
I'm
all.
I'm not a whore.
They're trashy.
Definitely.
Frank, did you see the show, The Jersey Shore?
I did see it, yeah.
What did you think?
It was entertaining.
You're an Italian man, correct?
100%.
Oh, well, excuse me. Well, apparently...
You're Italian? Oh, my God, perfect.
He juices up, too. He's cut and he pops his collar.
I love that. Are you a Guido?
No, I am not a Guido. I am...
Only because if he used gel on his head, it would create a clear helmet.
Yeah. But anyway, listen, I'd like to interview for the position. I'm very interested, and hopefully it could work out. You got to work on your accent a little bit.
What?
It's a little annoying.
All right. What are you talking about? What?
That whole talking thing. All right.
That's how she talks.
Are you
Frank, why are you being such a faggot?
Excuse me?
Daniel, isn't he being such a faggot?
Do you know who my father is?
No.
Should we?
Well, don't talk to me like
does he wear sweater vests?
Yes, he does, as a matter of fact. Listen, Kev, when can we set up this little interview or whatever?
Listen, you send me a DM on Twitter. And he wants
pics too. I mean, he makes all the girls that
and
he
we'll
interviews send nude
right?
pics.
I got plenty. I got a MySpace.
Do you have? Oh, what's your MySpace?
Isn't MySpace a little outdated? I mean, isn't that passé?
No, not for the Guido chick.
Where I put all my texts.
They love it.
Oh.
So Frank, you did see the show. What were your thoughts on this Jersey Shore show?
I take it for what it is. It's a purely entertainment. Purely entertainment.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for really scratching the surface.
Well, what do you want me to go? You want me to
I take it for what it is, a glowing screen that I sit in front of.
It's entertainment. What can I say about it that hasn't been rehashed a million times? Talk about, you know, you're a fucking hypocrite. Talk about doing everything that everybody else is doing.
Okay. Thanks for bringing it up when we were talking about things to talk about then. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, you were shitting on it then.
Now I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, you bald fuck.
I like the program. I don't like the fact that some of the people are not Italian.
That bothers you. Now,
there's a Polish chick on there, I think.
Danielle, you saw the show. Do you have a favorite? Or actually, you know what? Can you run down the cast for us, please, Danielle?
Oh, my God. First of all, I love Ronnie. He is so big, and he is so gorgeous.
But he's got a soft side, right? He's got a sensitive side.
He does. And, like, he ended up hooking up with, what's her name, Sammy, right? Sweetheart?
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart. I mean, she was trying to get with the situation, and it wasn't working out. Because situation, like, although he has really nice abs, he's really, really into himself.
Yeah,
that one girl. It looks like she had this dress on. She looks like she her whole cleavages was sticking out.
Her whole
her midsections.
Her whole what?
Her cleavages, and I think she taped her dress to her breasts or something.
Yeah, she had like an ace bandage for her shirt. Wasn't bad, but yeah,
I don't like the fact I don't think they're all Italian. I don't like the fact that they're not all from New Jersey. I think they should all be from New Jersey.
Well, what's the big deal? I mean, then you're saying that the shore isn't as much of a destination as you think it to be.
Because when you're getting people from New York, you're not getting that authentic New Jersey individual. You're getting what I call a transplant or a carpetbagger.
Danielle, do you go to the shore in the summer?
Every summer. Oh, my God. I work all week just so I can make enough money so I can go get a timeshare.
Oh, and you and your girls go down there in your car and you stay
definitely.
The weekend.
We hit up Bamboo. We hit up the boardwalk. We love it.
Yeah. Frank, mm-hmm. Frank, do you ever go to the shore?
Maybe like once a year I'll go to
Wildwood.
Maybe the boardwalk or something like that.
Oh, maybe you'll see Danielle down there as you're playing carnival games and she's recovered from waking up with jizz in her hair and fucking Coors pull tabs in her pants.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah. Oh boy,
why not? Well, Danielle, I appreciate
Listen,
you calling.
Listen, like I said, you go to my Twitter.
Let me ask you something, Danielle. I mean, because I'm going to be completely honest. Frank isn't going to tell you this. It's not a real internship as much as it is a creepy old man trying to find young girls to take advantage of.
Excuse me.
Oh my God, Jesus Mary.
He's 40 years old, but he knows how to party. Seriously, he's got a little of that, you know, in his room.
we'll figure something out, Jeremy.
Yes, like I said, you drop me a line. You give me a DM on Twitter, and we'll figure this puppy out.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go on your Twitter. I got a pink laptop, so I'll just go on it.
Oh,
on
have you, Danielle? You know, his daughter actually wanted a pink laptop.
You should get one.
I think what she said, Danielle, that she wanted for Christmas was a pink laptop, UGG boots, and juicy pants.
Oh my God, I love her already. How old is she? Like 23, 24?
No, she's 10. Mm-hmm. But I'm just afraid if she starts going on the laptop, pretty soon she's going to be going to Carvel with some old guy or something like
Carvel?
That.
Carvel? Jesus Christ. What, you think Carvel, they're going to go get a cone together?
I don't know. Who knows?
He's going to have an awesome train set, and she's going to really want to see it. Fucking dope. Anyway, Danielle, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Danielle.
Steer clear of this guy. He's already been through like four other interns, and they've never been seen again. So.
All right, I'll see you. Right. All right, I got a hair appointment. I gotta go.
Okay.
Later.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Hair appointment at 10 p.m. Wow, that's real dedication. Real dedication. Well, I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ News Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. What is it? I mean, Frank, I need a little help from time to time with these.
It's a thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Broadcasting live from Chicago!
Yeah!
Don't switch to here, Nick, because you are now listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show!
Andre Arlovsky!
Yeah! I feel very good, thank you. I'm ready to defend my title.
Who's next?
Title.
Andre Arlovsky has a message.
Hello, this is the Andre Arlovsky, and tonight I want to stay on the highest of horses and offer congratulate to out of shape and fat and terrible look Roy Nelson for his capture of the title, The Ultimate to Fight. Because on Saturdays he won the tournament for the Ultimate to Fighting's TV show reality on UFC Spike TV. And to me, this is a sign that my movie career was excellent move. Of course, man with sexy girl first name and no hair on head, Dana White, obviously has zero clue what to do with UFCs, and it is a shame. After all, UFC 55, UFC 60, I was the heavyweight champion of the UFC, and now it is all gone, and it is end of era. Dana White, no hair on head, you have hitched your star to obese country bumpkin who eats just for snack the entire menu of the Arby. I mean, how is it you drop me? But your proud new fighter, the same fat boy I drop on network TV, amidst the sound of delighted and cheering American fast food workers. He is lazy, and I am their hero because I've slain their fat American eating dragon. You even go back on your word and let the Kimba to fight. And he fight only in the backyard, but now you let him in to fight, and he win, and he win, and you love him. You used to love me. You say, hey, Andre, I love you. I have no hair. And then I lose. I win. I lose. You hate, you fire, and sell my image in video game. I cannot possibly win against 8-year-olds on the internet. And now you have no love for DeAndre. You only have love for the no-name fats and blacks. I will be all the way left to bank with handsome movie checks as you lose all your UFC fight business. And to fail as you pull your hair out because you have none because of genetics. You have failed, Dana, with no hair. And I am to succeed. You can sit and cry as you see me on silver screen or look in mirror as they project movie on your head because it has swollen so gigantic that people as fat as the fat Ben Rothwell could circle around you and watch as they point out problems they are having with the Star Wars. Either way, you are to lose and I am to win. This has been the DJ Arlovsky Show. Good night.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Please tune in to all of our other fine programming, such as Best in Show Radio. They're live every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
I was on another whole plateau. I've moved into some other new area. When I'm passing logs
through my butt that are probably, I'm going to say 4 inches in diameter. 3.5 to 4 inches in diameter.
Can you not say logs? Because I don't want you to make this conversation gross.
Also, every Friday night, check out The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m.
And then also, a woman's menzies.
Menzies? What are you, 80 years old?
Wait, she's just sitting there bleeding, or?
It's just blood coming out of the vagina, trickling.
Drip.
What did you call it?
Menzies.
It's like what old people call it. What the hell is wrong with it?
So be sure to keep tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, Best in Show, and The What Show. Hear us talk. Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet.
The DJ New Style Show.
Upside down. They don't even need shoes. Their feet turn into talons, you know? So cool. Make bathtubs full of blood. Oh, come on. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power? They don't even need shoes. Cool. They don't even need shoes.
Come on, come on.
They don't even need shoes.
Come on, come on.
Their feet turn into talons. Come on, come on.
Come on.
Make bathtubs full of blood. Cool. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power?
Come on, come on.
They don't even need shoes.
Come on, come on.
Your feet turn into talons. Come on, come on.
Come on.
Cool. What are you gonna do as a lost boy? Run around like, hey, Pixie, can you spray a little fairy dust on me? I want the fly. I want to think of happy thoughts as I fly around. And I'll never hit puberty. I'll never be a grown man. I'll fly around here with the little pixies and the mermaids. And I'll never be a big boy ever again. Oh, it's so great. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power?
Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick. Oh, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Episode 236. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'd even appreciate it even more. Even. How many times can I say even? Several. If you go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download every episode we've ever put out there. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends to do the same. If you even have any, loser. That's DJNewStyleShow.com on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now, Frank, I have a question. Okay, Frank, are you there?
Yes.
I have a question. I know of a 10-year-old girl who's getting a laptop with a webcam, and she wants to get into some video conferencing. What would you recommend to her?
I'd recommend some award-winning software.
Yeah?
Called ICU2.
Oh, I've heard of ICU2. That's that video conferencing software that's been around longer than all the other competition.
It's the pioneer.
Yes. They've apparently won the 2009 People's Choice Award for video conferencing and internet communication. Frank, I know about this already, so I'm not going to ask you. I'm just going to keep talking about it because I think everybody should go to ICU2.com. Try it out. It's free to try, Frank, on your PC. And it's also coming to the Mac very, very soon. That's ICU2.com. Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Walter Sobchak. Sir.
Walter Sobchak, what's going on, buddy?
Well, hey, I was spending the afternoon at different hunting establishments and was tuning into the DJ New Style Show. And since I don't have access to a computer or PalTalk type stuff, I was going to try to listen to Heroes Talk Mobile and notice that the status was down, and perhaps my friend DJ New Style had not flipped the switch.
That's correct.
And was hoping to remind everyone that you can listen through iPhone Mobile. That's my little cheap plug there.
Yeah, that's mobile.heroestalk.com, obviously.
Absolutely. So, but we're sitting here having a few drinks and trying to pass the word on about the DJ New Style Show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Walter Sobchak, for basically pointing out that I'm inept
and unable to do seven things that I need to do once a week. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care. Thank you for calling the show, and thank you for spreading the word. Walter Sobchak, he is from Texas. Frank, are you aware of this?
I am.
I've been to Texas. I'll tell you that. you know what, Frank? I'm dying because I haven't had dinner yet, and I'm kind of contemplating going to a diner to get some fucking... I could go for some pancakes. I go for some eggs, maybe some bacon or something like that. But, you know, you would never do that because you're against having breakfast items at odd hours, so you're just going to fucking tear me a new one for doing this. But I've been craving it because I've been trying to save some money on lunch. So I would bring, and then like maybe once or twice a week, I would go out to a diner and order some diner breakfast, which, as we know, is cheap. You can get like a pile of food for like maybe $6, and it's nothing compared to what you'd spend for lunch. But of course, you're a pig-headed asshole who would never have breakfast for dinner or lunch. Ever. So I don't know why I'm even fucking bringing this up to you.
No, I do enjoy breakfast for lunch and dinner.
That's bullshit.
I do.
Because I've done it in your company and you...
That's
embarrassing.
I don't like the fact that if we're going somewhere for dinner that you order breakfast for dinner. I don't like that.
What's the fucking problem?
Pardon?
What's the problem if I'm going somewhere? We're not going to fucking Lebec Finn. You fucking asshole. We're at a diner.
It's okay to eat at home. It's okay to eat breakfast at home for dinner, but not out.
But not out.
No.
So you've never eaten breakfast for dinner or lunch?
I've ordered breakfast, but like in the wee hours of the night, like not like at 6 o'clock at night. I've never went to a diner and ordered breakfast at dinner time. Maybe like at 2 o'clock in the morning I have, but by that time it's already morning, so it's okay
just
to order
just a nice stack of pancakes. Maybe a couple eggs over medium.
Do you get the short stack or the regular?
I go regular stack. It depends on my level of hunger, which is usually very high.
But I saw what you had the other day. 500 calories it was a Chick-fil-A sandwich with the chicken and the cheese.
I took a picture of it. Where did you see the nutritional information? I mean,
I went to Chick-fil-A.com.
Do you? Is that something you do? You count calories?
Yes, I count calories.
Why do you do that?
I don't, but I just
does it help you in any way?
No,
I'm asking seriously.
Yes. Well, like if I see it's a lot of calories, I won't eat it. Like I think we had mentioned one time that Starbucks was indicating the calories on their pastries, and when you see how many calories there are, it's a distraction, so you're not going to get that. So
well,
if
yeah,
I see
because you get one and then you instantly crave, you know, a second and third, so you eat two or three. But it's okay to have one every now and then. It's not
you actually ate fried chicken for breakfast, though. That's kind of nauseating to me.
You know what? You would think it is, but it's a little slice of heaven on that sunflower seed bagel that they serve there. It's incredible.
Is there any spread on that?
No, you don't need it. There's cheese, eggs, and chicken on a goddamn bagel for breakfast.
You ate the whole thing?
With little hash browns. The little disc, they're like shaped like thick coins. They're not the tots. Don't even fucking call them tots. Because they're not like little cylinders. They're discs. And of course I ate the whole thing, Frank. What am I going to wrap it and take it with me? I'm going to finish it right there. Chick-fil-A, Frank. It's fantastic. And you know what? You've always run me down a little bit whenever I said that I would be going there. You always said I'm low class for eating there. And now I got you checking out nutritional information. I bet you're going to go and try to find one.
Chick-fil-A, it's usually in a strip mall. It's usually a lower class of people going to these things. Not true.
Maybe
it's just like Cluck University.
Maybe because nothing like fucking Cluck U. Cluck U is the worst fucking shit ever. Them's is killing floor scrapings, Frank. That's fucking the worst chicken ever. Chick-fil-A, they're the inventor of the chicken sandwich. You are aware of this, right?
Did you just say sandwich?
Sandwich.
Okay.
I didn't say sandwich, just like I didn't say... actually, it's every show that you fucking say something wrong. And occasionally some other video blogger decides to capitalize on it and turn it into his fucking catchphrase.
Right.
Like spiciness. Like that fucking Ken Moorhead.
Listen.
He took it and ran with it, that motherfucker.
Listen to me. When do you ever get sausage when you go to breakfast?
Do I ever get what?
Sausage.
Where are you from?
Do you get sausage?
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Yeah, so why are you saying sausage?
Do you get it, though?
Yes, I get sausage.
Do you prefer the patties or the links?
You know, it's I like links, but sometimes I will get the patties. But more often than not, I'll get the links.
The problem with the links, sometimes you go to a diner and they give you they'll give you like real fat links.
Well,
like regular...
there's two kinds, Frank. There's the standard like brown and serve. They look like decaying Lincoln Logs with no notches. They're just perfectly shaped.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
And then there's the thick real sausage.
The real, which sometimes you'll get at a diner, which is
fantastic.
It disgusts me because
that
skin is so tightly on there that you push it with a fork and it spits in your face.
Yes, it snaps. Fucking beautiful thing. I like when you cut into a sausage and you can hear a nice fucking snap from the skin.
One time I heard you order, and I've made fun of you on because of this. You order your eggs, and I never heard anybody order eggs.
I order my what?
Eggs, and I never heard anybody order their eggs like this. You all order your eggs over medium.
Yeah, I do.
I've never heard anybody order. I've heard over light, sunny side up, scrambled, poached, blah blah blah. I've never heard anybody call them over medium.
By the way, is it a little bit fucking fruity as an adult to say I'm sunny side up? Can you make my eggs sunny side up? It's a little bit fruity. Come up with a more professional way. Over medium is the way you do it, Frank.
Now, what's the difference between over light and over medium?
All I know is that over medium is the way I want them. Okay. Just a little bit of ooze.
Okay, I ordered over medium, and the waitress didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Three times she came back and asked me, what do you want now?
That's fucking shit. That's okay, bullshit.
Okay, because you're fucking... No one. You're the only fucking person who knows what over fucking medium eggs are.
Steve the LARPer just typed in the Ustream chat room, always over medium. So, I'm the only one? And when he typed it, he put a little arrow next to his name to indicate that he gets his always over medium. He's not just typing it because he likes the way that sounds in his head.
Is there over well? I mean...
there's medium, a million rare? Fucking ways, Frank. And you should only be concerned with the different ways if you're going to become a goddamn diner waitress. Just pick something. I mean, how do you order eggs? What do you say?
I typically don't get eggs out.
Don't get eggs.
I don't get eggs out.
But when you do.
My wife's been sucking, making miserable eggs lately.
Wait,
I got to be honest with you.
What's her egg cooking
her
is suffering?
Her eggs have been sucking lately. Why? I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Because
when you have a lot of yolk, so I could dip. But she's been breaking the fucking yolks before they've been cooking, and I get nothing but silly putty.
So Frank, why don't you cook your own goddamn eggs?
Because I don't know how.
You don't know how to cook an egg, seriously?
Don't know how to cook sunny side up eggs.
That's how you order them. That's why you were silent when I said it's a little fucking faggoty to say sunny side up.
I would order it over light. Sunny side up means that there's still a lot of slime on it, so I wouldn't order it like that. Over light, there's a little coating of the white over the yellow.
So why is it the? Do you intentionally fuck this language up? You just said yeller.
Whatever. I'm just trying.
Why is it that Donna can't all of a sudden she can't make an egg for you, right?
Because she says her heart's not in it.
Her heart's not in it. She's lost the love of the work.
I guess so. She despises making breakfast so much that she just doesn't really, she's not really into it. Well, same thing with the pancakes. What's so funny?
I'm sorry. Nobody likes making eggs.
You know when you have pancakes at home, the first one is always like, light, nice and light.
Yeah.
And then the other ones after that are dark brown.
Yeah.
The first one is always the best one.
So you should just get a really big first one next time. Just get an extra large Skittle. Or Skittle? Jesus Christ. Skillet. Ah!
Chris.
I don't want to know you anymore. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. Frank, the pancakes, I can't make them at home. I've tried. I just can't do it. I'm used to the diner pancakes. And there's a strategy, Frank. You have to know how to cut them. Do you ever order them out? Do you ever get eggs on your pancakes, Frank?
I did last time.
What?
I did.
When?
A couple weeks ago. I put the eggs on top of the pancakes.
You had always told me that that was disgusting.
I enjoy it.
I told you that I did it, and you mocked me. You mocked me, and you said that it was filthy, and you said I was an animal for this. And now you're going ahead and doing it.
Right.
Well, I hope you got it right. I hope you figured out how to properly butter and sear up your pancakes without, you know, turning it into a disgusting, vile mess.
There's no method for buttering your pancakes and syrup and putting syrup. You just put it on.
Frank, how was the butter handed to you? What did you receive the butter in?
Those little packets.
Little sealed packets? Not
correct.
Not like a little cup with a scoop in there?
No.
Okay. All right. Now I know where you're going. The butter, not so much, but let me ask, this is critical. The syrup, Frank. How did they hand you the syrup?
It was in a carafe.
You actually had a container of syrup, not individually wrapped.
No, in this place I had individually wrapped.
God! What are you going there for?
What's the difference?
Whenever the syrup is not...
Syrup is syrup, my friend.
No. Whenever the syrup is not in a little, I guess, carafe, a syrup thing. when it's in an individually wrapped packet, you are in a terrible diner.
Are you serious?
There are certain things,
I find,
Frank,
the opposite. Because there's nothing worse than syrup at a diner. Because I defy you to grab that handle and not have stickiness all over your hand.
You have a napkin, right? Do you have a napkin? Napkins are an infinite commodity at a diner. Use them for everything.
You get
a napkin and stick it on there. You know what? If it's so sticky, it'll stay on there, and then you have a grip to last the whole meal, and you just say, can I have another napkin?
I prefer individually wrapped butters and syrups as opposed to something that you scoop in a dish.
It's the worst tasting, chemically just terrible syrup in the world, and it's the mark of a lazy, shitty diner. You can get that shit at a McDonald's. When you get the hotcakes and as you would say, sausage.
By the way, McDonald's hotcakes, very tasty.
Fucking not bad, I gotta say. I'll run them.
I'll just eat them without any spread or syrup. I'll just fold them up and eat them.
I don't grip them. I mean, you order it through a drive-thru and just reach into the styrofoam container and just shove them in your face?
Yeah, I just fold them up like a taco shell and just stuff them in my mouth.
You don't order the platters with the intention of eating them on the road. You take them back home, or you eat them there.
Well, now you can eat it on the road if you don't put syrup and butter on it.
Maybe that's where
it saves calories as well.
You know what? Maybe that's where the McGriddle came into business. They saw you putting the hotcakes and sausage into some kind of a sandwich configuration.
That's exactly what I did. I ordered the hotcakes.
You know what? You may have invented the McGriddle for them, and you get no credit. Just like
there's something about their patties. It's nice and spicy and delicious.
I thought you didn't like a sausage patty.
I love sausage patty. I don't like the
sausage. Can you stop saying sausage?
I don't like the links.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't like a link. It's pretty good. Frank, I have a few things that I want to ask you about your diner. Is this a diner that you regularly frequent?
I guess so.
Do you have a diner that you would call your diner?
No, there's two diners in my hometown that I typically
frequent. Okay, someone comes over from the West Coast. They think it's a coffee shop, but you want to prove to them that the diner is supreme. You take them to a diner, correct? You have a diner in mind, right?
Right.
When you go into that diner, can you see the grill from where you're seated?
No.
Okay, it passes the first thing. If you can ever see the fucking grill or the guy cooking from where you're sitting, you're in a fucking terrible diner.
But you're
terrible
comparing
diner.
Those were the diners of yesteryear, though, where you could see them.
They exist.
You're talking about like a luncheonette type of situation, not a regular diner. Listen,
it's a diner.
All right, let me
it's
tell you what.
It's a fucking diner, luncheonette or whatever. It's a goddamn diner.
Shut up. The original concept of a diner was a prefabricated silver colored. Looks like a little Volkswagen bus, but just bigger.
It's a trailer.
That was the original diner. That was the original diner.
Okay.
What you see now on your local highways, those are restaurants / diners. They call them diners because you got the stools and whatnot.
All right, Frank. Do you understand that I have more than one thing on the list?
I apologize.
I'm just pointing out, if you can see the guy cooking, it's a bad diner. Have you ever been in the situation where you see the guy actually cooking?
Of course!
Pulling the little ticket off that wheel thing?
I was just in a place today.
Isn't that a little unnerving?
It is. I don't want to see any. I don't want to see the people cooking my food.
I know they're
doing bad. I don't
want to
see anybody cooking. I don't want to know what they look like. Because if I see what they look like, I'm not going to eat the goddamn thing.
You just have a mental image of the person
yes!
doing you wrong.
Yes.
I don't want to see the guy. I know they're doing something bad. I don't want to be able to kind of piece it together or second guess some kind of elbow move or something like that. And just be, I want to go to the place knowing that I'm getting something filthy, but I didn't have to see it. I'm okay if I don't see it. So that's the first thing. You see the grill, you're at a shitty diner. Frank, your diner, your go-to diner, the menu. Okay? Can you picture the menu?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a single laminated sheet printed on both sides?
No, it's a booklet.
Yes, okay. If your diner has one page with shit on one side and shit on the other, you're at a shitty diner. A single laminated page is a surefire way to tell that the restaurant, diner, coffee shop, whatever you want to fucking call it, is terrible. Terrible. Because that laminated page is peeling up at the corners. You know it. You've seen them, Frank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a terrible way to fucking present your food. You need the old school fake leather, brass corner.
Which by the way,
menus
are vile just as much as library books are vile.
You know what? I see the light. I see the light on library books, but I'm still gonna borrow them, Frank.
Right. No, but typically a menu at a diner is it's just riddled with germs. You could just see the germs on those things. Sometimes you'll see a stray hair stuck underneath the fucking plastic cover.
Yeah, right next to huevos rancheros, just covering up that fucking dish. Now, Frank, at your go-to diner, have you ever had to ask for diner essentials? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say diner essentials?
No.
When you go to a diner, there are things that you're entitled to. There are certain essentials, such as fork, knife, water, creamers, butter, syrup, ketchup, napkins. If you ever find yourself having to ask for any of those fucking things, you're in a shitty diner. Does this ever happen to you?
No, it's typically all there. I mean, I know that there's times, there's certain diners where if you don't ask for water, they don't give it to you. 99% of the time, I will never drink the water at a diner because I bet you it's not spring water. I bet you it's just tap water.
Okay. Next on the list, Frank, different mugs at the same table. If you get coffee, everybody at the table gets coffee and everybody and there's three different kinds of mugs. You're at a shitty fucking diner.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking
right,
about?
Right.
Someone gets a teacup.
Right.
And
no,
someone else gets a fucking mug.
I can't imagine any place, any diner that would do that. Number one.
I've been to one. I've been to one.
I've been to a restaurant, like an old country restaurant that did that because it was like a family style situation, and they figure they just give you throw whatever the fuck is out there. But I've never been to a diner where they'll give you different mugs.
You know what it is? And then the person that gets the good mug says, oh, look at me. Look at me. And then
what do you classify
here,
the good mug?
The good mug is the mug that actually holds coffee and not just fucking a little one-finger handle on a goddamn play teacup. Fucking awful.
What about, do you ever see, like, residue, old food residue on the dishes, like, that hasn't been cleaned
off
properly?
That's every single diner ever, good or bad.
And you will continue to eat off that plate?
If it's not in my food zone, if my food has ample clearing to the dried on stain, no issue.
Does the scratched plate bother you?
No, because they're all scratched.
No, I cannot eat on
they're
a scratched
all
plate.
Scratched. God damn it.
Maybe what where you're eating, but not where I'm eating.
Frank, when you go to the diner, ketchup, you have it, right? It's on the table?
Mm-hmm. Not always, sometimes.
Well, when you get the ketchup bottle, have you ever been to a diner that has the plastic cylindrical nondescript ketchup bottle?
Yes.
Bad diner. I'm sorry, you need a fucking brand. Commit to a fucking brand and use their given bottle. I don't care if it's a plastic bottle. I don't care if it's Heinz. I don't care if it's Hunt's. Just pick a fucking brand and don't let me fucking have to guess what goddamn melange of strawberry strawberry ketchup rice. Where the fuck am I getting strawberry from? I need a real bottle with my ketchup, Frank. You know it's all runny and bullshitty in there. And another thing, Frank, the final way to tell if you're at a shitty diner. If the diner does not have a kid's menu with cartoon characters and superheroes from the 1980s representing meals, then you're at a shitty diner. Are you aware of this?
You're saying, now explain, so a lot of time I'll be at the diner and they'll call like the spaghetti, they'll call it a giraffe, they'll call the burger
yes.
the elephant.
Yeah, they'll have a
that's a good diner.
That's a good diner.
Okay.
It's a good diner because now your kid doesn't have to say, okay, tell the man, I want a grilled cheese. Blah, blah. Okay, just say the fucking ostrich. You want the fucking ostrich.
I have an additional thing that makes it a good diner as well, is when they give the kid the placemat where they could do stuff on it and a little box of crayons.
Yeah, if it's just an ad farm, if that fucking placemat has nothing but lawyers with ponytails and fucking plumbers and real estate agents, it's a bad diner because now you have to flip it over and draw on the back and use your imagination. I want my kids and kids I'm related to draw on mazes and do fucking word finds.
I go to a fancy upscale restaurant quite often called Carrabba's.
What?
And Carrabba's.
Oh, okay.
And they give the kids dough.
What?
They give them dough, regular dough to play with.
They give them dough to play with?
Yes, dough.
Do they ever eat the dough?
No, they don't eat the dough. They just play with the dough, pretend like they're making a pizza or something.
Is it real dough?
It's real dough. I mean,
you know they're reusing that, too. You know that, right?
Well, a lot of kids take it with them. I used to play with dough when I was little. My aunt would make dough for me, and I would play with dough.
Hmm. I bet you ate it.
Sometimes I would take a nibble.
You know what?
It smells good.
Raw dough is awesome. You know what? This is fucking disgusting, okay? But when I was a kid, I would take, like, white bread slices and take the middle of the slice and chew it and until it was like a ball and roll it up in my hands.
Ugh.
And it would be like dough. And it was the most disgusting fucking thing ever, but I would eat it after that. I would try to simulate dough by chewing on the middle of white bread slices and getting my saliva in there to turn it into paste.
And there's nothing
fucking
more
gross.
There's nothing more impressive than when you go to the macaroni grill and they take two crayons in one hand and write their name.
You know what? Not
very impressive.
Not impressive.
Excuse
at all.
Me?
Not impressive.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. You could. You could just pretend it's a wide pencil and write. It's not that fucking impressive. Because you know why it's not impressive? Because the guy who did something that you deem so fucking amazing is going to fuck up a spaghetti order. I thought you said raviolis. No, sorry. He does it with one hand. They don't do it with both hands. He just grabs the two crayons and writes fucking Marco or whatever. And sometimes I think they put on more Italian names than they actually have. Like if their name is Mark, they change it to Marco. They just really want to seem more authentic than they actually are, Frank. It's just a bunch of fucking bullshit, if you ask me. And I will red dot you if you don't keep this drama out of the room. Frank, you had actually put something together here that we haven't done in a long, long time. Did you want to do that today?
As opposed to when? Tomorrow?
Next week? Or did you want to do this now?
Well, what else you got planned for tonight?
Well, I actually wanted to ask you something here, Frank. You brought something up to me in private, and I got to call you out on this. I think this is a little fucking gay, first of all. You asked me if...
Oh, well, I know.
You asked
me... No, let me bring it up.
Go ahead.
All right?
Go ahead.
Now, we've known each other for how long? A couple years?
You want to get to this before the people that leave think this is going to be a gay fucking proposal? Please. Yeah, a couple years.
I think it's about time we start doing it.
Doing what?
I think it's about time we start doing it.
I'm not fucking following you there, dude. I am not going to fucking go along with this. What is it?
I think it's about time we start exchanging. You know what I'm saying?
Exchanging?
Yeah, changing.
No, you said exchanging.
Exchanging.
Exchanging gifts?
I'm just kidding around. But listen to me.
Is it gay?
Listen to me.
That's right. It's the part of the show where Frank requests something so fucking gay. What happened? There it is. Frank asked if you think that we've been friends long enough that we should exchange
gifts. I think
gifts.
We should start exchanging.
Frank, you are a homosexual.
Excuse me?
You're a homosexual.
Uh-oh.
I don't care how... I have fucking friends from first grade. I won't even send them a goddamn Christmas card. I don't even call them in December.
Oh. You go the whole month without calling them?
Yes, several months. I have a friend from first grade I haven't talked to since first grade.
I see.
That's how fucking straight I am. But you really think that we should exchange gifts?
Whatever. Maybe a Secret Santa type of situation.
There's two people.
Oh.
How could it be secret? I'll see a Purell with a fucking plastic bag around it, and you'll see a gun with one bullet in the chamber. And then we'll know exactly who was given what. But you think we should do this, Frank? Do you think that we should exchange gifts for the sake of the show? Do we set up guidelines here? I mean, I'm going to acknowledge this is completely gay, but it might work for a bit.
You know what? It could be, but do I have time to buy a gift? I'd have to ask Donna to get it.
No. You have to get it. I'm thinking $20 max.
All right, we'll see.
The Unsecret Santa from the DJ New Style Show. $20 has to be spent. Me on Frank and Frank. Oh, God damn it. I can't fucking finish that sentence. Is that fucking gross? So you want to buy something, and I have to buy something. How about that? Or
sure.
Should we expand this to hear us talk? The entire network of shows.
I cannot speak for them. I don't know their financial situation, so I can't speak for them.
Well, $20, Frank.
Well, to some people, $20 is a lot of money.
It's not. You know what? I shit on $20. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Frank. Do you think this is? I mean, you brought this up. I'm trying to bring it to light here.
Yeah, I think I'm game.
Okay, so you're game for what? Because basically the question was, should it be between us or Hutt? And you can't just I'm game.
I'm game for either just us, or if other people want to be involved, I'm game with that as well.
Well, that's
if we want to do a
that's
Hutt
good. That's a good
Santa.
Way to answer. Should it be this or that? Right.
Well, I'm okay with that. Just like I said before, it would be great if it was all the shows. But if some people can't afford it, I don't want to make them feel awkward.
Gabagoose. Frank, I know there's some things that you wanted to do today, so I think we should get right into it here. Right into it. Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
Now it's time for Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
Yes. Germ Freak's Dilemmas is basically Frank finds two very, very similar things. Now, you've never heard this on a radio show ever.
No.
Ever.
I'm sure you have.
Yes. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Now, Frank, what is the first one, the first dilemma that you're going to put us through here?
Would you rather have severe sunburn or severe frostbite?
Wow. I'm going to say sunburn, because frostbite usually entails losing flesh.
I noticed people who have frostbite they get black.
Yes, their fucking skin dies.
Right.
They're fucking. I know you wanted to do a nice winter versus sun thing, but didn't you see the special where the guy like scaled a mountain and lost his whole face?
His nose is black.
Yeah, and he had to snap things on. Of course, you go with sunburn. I mean, you obviously are gonna go with sunburn, right?
Well, yeah. I know that when I'm outside in the cold, my legs will get itchy. Do your legs get itchy?
They get itchy. I mean, do you have dry skin, I guess?
No. They get itchy from the cold. That doesn't happen to you?
Your skin is probably very dry. And you
said,
did you say itchy?
Is that the beginning stages of frostbite when you start to get your skin starts to get itchy?
Every time your skin gets itchy, it's a sign that your flesh is dying. So remember that next time your skin gets itchy. Frank, what's the next dilemma? And I hope it's not as cut and dry. What's the next one? Germ Freak's Dilemmas on the DJ New Style Show.
If your spouse was going to leave you for another person, would you rather them leave you for either another lover of the opposite gender as you or another lover of the same gender as you?
You couldn't have come up with a better way to phrase that.
It was late.
You could have just said, would you rather than leave you for a lover of the same sex
yes.
or not?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a tricky one. Yeah, you know what? I think I would rather them, if it's Amanda breaking up with me, I'd rather her leave me for
now,
a
who's
chick.
Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend.
Oh, I got you that time, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I would rather her leave me for a chick than to see her with another dude. Because then, you know, at least you could maybe use some mental images or something. I mean, what about you? Donna leaves you. She decided she's lost all her love of cooking eggs.
Well, the problem is, you could say, oh, you know, if she leaves you for another of somebody of the same sex, you're like, okay, well, it's not me. You know, she's not – it's not that I'm lacking anything from a male point of view. That's that she'll go with the woman there. And but it, all in the long run, it's still a human being, and you still feel bad either way, I think.
Yeah, our buddy Doug here, D-Fresh Hookup, says he'd feel pretty shitty if he turned a girl gay.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, poor Steve Martin. Steve Martin was going out with Han Heche, and she turned out gay.
Steve Martin was?
Yes.
Really?
And Lou Diamond Phillips from The Great La Bamba, his... Julie, his girlfriend's turned gay.
What about Ione Sky and Ad
ended
Rock?
Ended up being with that Melissa Etheridge chick.
Apparently, Ad Rock was no longer down with the Ione. Okay, I wish you listened to songs. That's what I wish, Frank. I believe you have a list of these things. You never really gave an answer because you didn't want to offend people, but that's okay. Germ Freak's Dilemmas. What's the next one on the list?
Keeping with the girlfriend thing. Would you rather have your girlfriend never shave her armpits or her legs?
Jesus Christ.
About it.
Did we ever do this one?
No.
It sounds fucking repulsive. I would just make her wear pants and shave her pits. Okay. The armpit thing, I could do without. I don't have to see. I mean, it's tough, dude. That's a really tough one. Let me think. You know what? Keep the hairy pits, shave the legs. Just keep your arms shut at all times. If that's what you're going
to
do to me...
Does it repulse you to see women when they have armpit sweat? Does that repulse you?
Armpit sweat doesn't bother me, but when it's fucking hair, you see hair coming out, sneaking out of like that little short girl, short sleeve shirt. It's fucking disgusting. And I've seen some of that. But the legs have to be fucking shaved down. They have to be.
Have you ever seen a girl with armpit sweat?
Yes, I have seen it. It doesn't disgust me.
Have you ever seen a girl with breast sweat?
Yes, usually the underboob.
Right.
The underboob sweat. They have the half moons under the fucking titties. what the fuck was that?
Would you...
No,
I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, it's a hell of a way to do it. All right, so what about you, Frank? Legs or armpits?
Well, with what you said originally, I would choose that she shave her armpits because it would having all that hair would keep in the odor, and I don't want the odor.
So Donna, you are now free. You are now free to keep your legs hairy. Just shave your armpits, Frank. What's the next thing on the list of Germ Freak's Dilemmas?
Would you rather eat a plate of dog shit or smell like dog shit for a month?
Eat a plate of dog shit
or smell like dog shit for a month.
I mean. I'm going to have to eat the plate of dog shit.
Really?
I'm going to have to. Because I work. I work with people that, you know, I might lose my fucking job if I smell like dog shit for 30 days. I could use all my vacation time. If this happens next year before using any of it, I could just take off for a month and then come back not having eaten dog shit.
How does your dog shit, does it repulse you?
It's fucking awful. It's shit. It's not like he shits... Brown and served sausages.
Now,
they're fucking terrible.
Where you, I asked you, I says, where do you throw your dog's shit?
Throw it in the garbage can.
Okay, and I said to you, I think it's a good habit to start putting it in the toilet so it won't stink up the garbage can. And you said that you feel awkward then using it where your dog's shit has been.
Yeah, well, no. The first thing is, Frank, the dog shits outside. I don't want to have to carry it into my house, drop it into the fucking toilet, and flush it. It seems disgusting.
Your dog shits inside, would you then put it in the toilet?
If I had a dog that shits inside, I'd fucking kill myself.
I'm sure your dog has accidents every so often.
Yeah, and then I pick it up, and then I put it in the goddamn plastic bag, and I carry it outside to the dumpster and throw it out there.
Now, has your dog... So you usually pick up your dog shit as soon as he does it, correct?
As soon as I first notice it, yes.
So there's never been a situation where you're picking up frozen dog shit?
You know what? Yeah, I have. I have left shit out at night. Like, if he shits at night and I can't see it, I'm not going to go and feel around for it. So the next morning, I'll pick it up by one end. Like, the whole pile just stays intact, and it looks like a tennis racket of shit. But, I mean, you flush your dog shit?
If they shit inside, of course.
Why don't you just put it in the garbage can? What's the big deal?
Because it'll stink the garbage up.
I'm not saying put it in where you throw kitchen scraps. Take it out to the garage or wherever you have your outdoor garbage, you put it in there. Okay, at that point, when it gets to that point, it already stinks. You're going to put it in your toilet that you sit on and you read and you go numb on, apparently, is what you said? That's fucked up. It's fucked up, Frank. That's what I say. I believe you have another one of these fine dilemmas.
There's a couple more.
Germ freak dilemmas.
Would you rather have all of your teeth pulled out without anesthesia or have all of your fingers broken with a ball-peen hammer?
Why don't you take this one, Frank?
I will go with the ball-peen hammer. Have you ever had a broken bone?
No, I never have. But, like, I don't see why anybody would ever pull your teeth out. Like, why would anybody say, you know what? Just really, really afraid of having those bones reset and healed again. Take my teeth forever. Why would anybody do that?
It's just a scenario. I mean, who's going to eat a plate of dog shit?
I just said I would.
Oh. I see.
What's next on Germ Freak Dilemmas?
Would you rather be tattooed all over your body, including your face, or have both of your legs amputated?
Jesus Christ.
Now think about it. You've seen people who tattoo all their whole face.
Yeah, but again, you're taking my fucking legs.
All right, what about your foot?
Just the foot.
Just the foot.
One foot.
Would you rather have your foot amputated or be tattooed?
Again, tattoos. I don't want any part of my body taken. If I can stay whole, I'll do that. What about you? Are you going to actually consider taking your legs off? Oh, he kind of hung up. I probably out of confusion or embarrassment. I don't understand why anybody would fucking ever in their right mind say take my teeth forever, take my legs forever. No one would ever do that. No one would ever do that. Even if tattoos are not reversible, you can't remove them. There's no way you would ever do that. I'm going to say that segment is over. As he said before, he had done this when he was very tired, apparently. He was not of an alert mind. And we're going to try and get him back. As we take a break on the DJ New Style Show, that's DJNewStyleShow.com on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hi, everyone. This is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show. Let's face it. Kids are extremely annoying and take up the better part of your day. Why not get out there and do something for you? Get some me time. Drop those little brats off at Germ Freaks Daycare, where undivided attention and the safety of your child are our top priority.
Oh, McDonald had a fart. E-I-E-I-O.
The last time she was over, she took a huge dump in the friggin' toilet and then didn't flush it. And I had to walk in and look at an 8-year-old turd in my goddamn toilet.
Are you calling me?
What happened was apparently my son was chasing her because he wanted to hug her. And she fell and slipped on the wood. I guess she had socks on. Landed on her mouth. Her mouth was open when she landed on it and knocked a couple teeth out.
Donna!
And piles of blood all over the fucking place, and I'm panicking all over my fucking house. So I'm going crazy looking for surgical gloves. She's lying on the floor bleeding to death. I couldn't find a goddamn thing. I tell my kids, listen, stay away. Don't go near her. Don't even touch her. Just stay away.
I'll be up there in a minute!
I tell them to go downstairs. She's bleeding in my foyer. I get on the phone, my cell phone, call my wife, Donna, scream at her, get the hell over. I am an adult, you know. I am an adult. I'm sure she's got nothing wrong with her. We know her family and everything, but you never know.
Are you calling me? I'll be up there in a minute! I'll be up there in a minute!
The DJ New Style Show.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
This one gonna sneak up on you. That's right, new style, 2009. Sneaking. Check it.
I'ma rape you in the face. You'll never see it coming, gone without a trace. No evidence, no nothing around. You'll never pin it on me anyhow. I'ma rape you, rape your face. If your underwear gonna get ripped, it's lace. I leave it on the place and I come back clean the scene. Cause you know I mean, I'm raping you right here on the scene. Let me tell you what I do. I get up behind you, wearing a mask. No, I don't have fingerprints. I got gloves on too. And that just ain't the end of it. I got shoes, I've got a cape, I've got a little dagger, and I'm grabbing your nape of your neck. Don't forget this grip, it's all you ever gonna see, bitch. I'm gonna rip your face all over this place. No fucking traces of evidence or fingerprints, bitch. You need to get out, throw you away like belly button lint in the garbage can. Spend the stint of worthless time always worrying about yours, not mine, you're not mine.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show, you know what I mean?
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyleShow.com. Be sure to check out Hear Us Talk Movie Night, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m., HearUsTalk.com. Best in Show is back Thursday, 8 p.m. to 11. and The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 on Friday nights. HearUsTalk.com, all times Eastern. Frank, I hope you're back. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, well, that's good. Jesus Christ. What happened?
I don't know. Just you were fitting in and out, and I just lost connection.
Mm. Fantastic. Fantastic. Right, you were telling me that you did. I have a text from you that says, I've done something I've always wanted to try. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
What is this?
My whole life, people have been telling me that I should try this. It's very liberating. And sometimes they look down on me as though I've never done it before, being that I'm a 40-year-old man. Oh, my God. That I'm a 39-year-old man.
You're 40, Frank.
Oh, my God. I just said I was fucking 40.
You are. You're going to be. You're very close to it. I mean, you're pretty much at the sunset of your fourth decade. Do you understand that? You were born in 1970?
Right.
It's ending. Mm. So what is it you haven't done in your 40 years that I guess you've done it?
I did it.
Are you just thinking of it or you actually did
this? No, I've actually done it. I've done it. People have done it before me. You've done it as well. And you thought I was crazy for not doing it. But I did it.
Is this something, okay, so tell us more about this. I'm at a loss. If it's something I've done, then, it could be anything from, not washing your hands or wiping a toilet seat with your sock. I don't know.
What I've done, I have urinated in the shower.
You finally urinated in the shower.
I took a squirt in the shower.
This is the first time you've done it, 40 years.
I wanted to see what it was like. I felt the urge.
Not bad.
I was a little nervous at first.
It's not bad, right?
I felt dirty afterwards.
But
I felt ashamed of myself, and I will never do it again.
What? A daily occurrence. Daily occurrence for me. Pee right into the drain.
You see,
no harm, no foul.
I didn't pee right into the drain. Mine came went off the sides a little bit.
Off the sides?
Yes, well, it was morning.
I mean, like you have sliding doors in your shower, obviously?
Yes.
So what do you mean off the sides? Did you have the door open? You pee on the rug? Like, I don't understand.
Well, it was morning. Do
oh
I just spell
God.
It out for you?
Okay, so yeah.
It kind of shut all over the place.
So BMF pants is kind of onto the right trail. He says, what's next? Jerking off into the shower. Frank, I don't even want to fucking know. BMF pants does. I don't know. See, you and Brian are just discovering this, and I think both of you are the same age, 47. And Brian loves it. He says it changed him forever, but you're scared. You tried it and you didn't like it.
Yeah, because I looked down and there was just yellow fluid all over the place, and it was
But you
vile.
Have to piss in the morning, correct?
Of course. No, not always. Do you always piss in the morning?
Yes, always.
As soon as you get up, you piss.
No, as soon as I'm in the shower, I piss.
Oh.
I can hold my piss. I don't have to furiously. You know what, actually? No, you know what? I pee twice. I do piss immediately when I get up. I just don't know because I'm in such a haze.
Do you pee? Do you ever pee during the night? Do you get up to piss ever?
No. I'm not a fucking senior citizen like you.
Have you? So you've never had to pee during the night?
I'm sure I have.
Sometimes I will pee.
Occasionally,
pee
sure.
I will have to pee during the night, but I don't feel like getting up, so I'll hold it.
You just, you hold it in your sleep?
Right.
But don't you ever get, dreams of looking for a toilet or...
No, but when you're, does your bladder get stronger as you get older? Because when you're a kid and you have, you wet the bed.
Your bladder grows. That's what it's not like you're fucking exercising your bladder. And pretty
because
soon, I'll be benching 375. No problem.
When you're a kid and you have to pee,
you
wet the bed.
You pieces? What?
When you're a kid and you have to pee, you wet the bed.
Yes. Your bladder
you get up,
gets filled.
But when you're an adult, having the urge to pee wakes you up. But it doesn't when you're a kid.
But
why
no,
is that?
No, Frank. The problem is that you outgrow your small bladder as a kid. So you can't physically hold it in. It's just fucking impossible.
So you're saying as a kid, since your bladder is smaller... Wait.
Pieces? What the fuck are you talking... Pounds, baby! Pounds! What are you talking about, Frank? Jesus Christ. I don't even know what you're saying right now. I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
So you pissed in the shower, and this is it was a terrible.
Yeah, I will
thing
never do it again.
You realize Donna pisses in there, right?
No, she doesn't.
She absolutely does.
No, she doesn't. She
can
never
call,
did.
Can
never
you
will
tell her to call in? I want to ask her.
No, she's sleeping, I think.
She's not sleeping.
Yes, she is. She's sleeping.
Would you be mad if I asked her if she peed in the shower?
No, she's...
I'm curious now, because I know she does. Everybody does.
No. I know you could... She's not... She's.
Would
not,
it bother you if you found out that she did?
It would bother me, yes.
You've had all this restraint, and all of a sudden, she's just been pissing in there for years.
Yeah, but I know she never... She never
she
did.
She definitely does.
She's never done that. She will never
There's
do
no
that.
There's no way you'd find out. It's a fucking victimless crime.
I know everything about her.
Bullshit.
Bullshit on you.
Well, do you shower together? I mean, is that how you know? Because if she ever showers without you, then you know she's pissed in there. And do your kids ever use that shower? Because I guarantee you Luke is just learning to aim. And he's pissing up in that soap dish all over the tops of the shampoo bottles. Everywhere. Do you have a loofah? Do you have a loofah sponge? Because it's now a piss sponge.
Nah. They usually have their own bathroom, so.
Well, that thing's been pissed all over.
Well, they yeah.
Did Danical use that bathroom?
Yes, he used the kid's
definitely
bathroom.
Pissed all over. He just did a fucking pirouette in there while pissing.
Yeah, he would never piss in my. He had strict rules not to piss in the bath. He would never do that. He would never do that. He wouldn't disrespect me like that. You, on the other hand, would do it.
Frank, if I ever had the shower in your house, I would absolutely shit in the shower, and I would just mash it down the drain. I would just start stepping on it like I was trying to make wine. And just force it down the fucking drain. And I would definitely piss in the shower, not even think about it. Not even think about it. Is that bad? I mean, if you stay at somebody's house, is that something that you should hold off from doing?
Let me ask you this question.
It seems obvious. It seems very, very obvious.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
You have a girlfriend, is that correct?
Yes, her name is Amanda. Thank you.
You've stayed at her house, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Have you ever taken a shower at her house?
Yes.
Have you ever peed in her shower?
Yes, and accidentally once on the curtain. she has a bathtub with a shower curtain. And you know, one time I pissed on the curtain, but it's okay because it all ran down eventually. It didn't go onto the floor. It goes into the tub because I'm not an idiot who puts the curtain outside. So, you know, it's not a big deal. It's all the shower is made to collect and get rid of scum. So pissing in, it's not a big deal. Yeah, I mean Frank, it all goes into the same drain.
Have you ever laid a fart in the shower?
Of course. And it's all echoey too. I mean, people sing in the shower, it sounds fantastic. Imagine how that sounds. Do you sing in the shower, Frank?
No, just if I'm kidding around, maybe I'll sing Light My Fire or something.
What? If you're kidding around?
Yeah, if I'm kidding around, I just
Frank,
want to be in a
Frank,
playful
I want,
mood.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me when I whisper to you like this?
Yeah.
Okay, listen real close. I'm going to tell you a secret. Okay?
What the fuck? What the hell was... You just farted?
Yes, because I don't care where that happens.
You know, you're very immature, and it's just... whatever, man, you know?
It's so fucking stupid to do that, but I had to. Just like, you know, when you feel silly, you sing The Doors, I fart into a microphone that I keep inches from my mouth.
I don't know if I mentioned this before, but my grandmother, she used to rip them a lot, and she would blame it on the steam pipes.
She said it was the steam pipes? I mean,
yes.
Did she say it without anybody calling her out?
We knew she was lying, but we would just grin and bear it.
Old people will fart just from moving. like they've been in a position, like as I said before, they get put into the corner somewhere or on a couch or on a bed. And then when they get up, all of a sudden, just like some dam opens and it's a... It sounds like a steam pipe. So it is a valid excuse. Frank, it really is. Are we doing the gift thing, Frank? That's what I want to know. What do you think, $20? Something
sure
like that?
$20 is good.
When are we presenting these gifts? I think that we should do this on the show. The gift should be delivered to the person's house, not to be opened on the show. Do you agree to that?
Yes, if we're the only two involved, unless other people are going to be involved.
Now, does FedEx ship a bag of shit? Because I will just shit into a FedEx envelope and put a 20 in the middle. That's my $20 gift. I don't know, Frank.
You can't send bodily fluids and things of that nature through FedEx.
Damnation. I'll find something. I'm not going to try and gross you out, but maybe I'll send a vial of it with a disease in it.
Oh, thanks.
What's wrong with that? It's not a bad thing, is it?
You know what you don't hear about anymore is that anthrax.
Yeah, it's old news. Nobody's getting powdery envelopes anymore. Nobody cares. And you don't even hear about the band. That's how little anybody cares about fucking Anthrax. Ever since they did that guest spot on Married with Children and you know, that whole 9/11 thing.
Well, that's a stretch.
What? What's a stretch?
You're saying they did a guest spot. Obviously, you're talking about the band, right?
I fucking said the word the band.
Oh.
I fucking referenced the band. You don't even fucking listen, do you?
I thought you said the ban on things like
yes,
B-A-N.
The ban on anthrax. You know, because it had been a fucking a commodity that was traded heavily. Ever since it was banned, Frank, people had to go to Cuba to get their anthrax. You're the worst. You are literally the worst, Frank.
I do what I can.
We need to do some kind of a decade in review thing.
You know, Ed McGrath. And I kept forgetting to ask you this. He wanted me to ask you. And what better time now than to ask right now? He wanted to do the DJ New Style show in his apartment.
And really?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I didn't know how to. I kept forgetting to ask you.
On behalf of the show, I think we should definitely do it.
Oh boy!
Would you be willing to do it, Frank?
As long as I know he didn't have one of his bitches there within the last month.
I ask him to not offer comment until the show. We will do a show from Ed's apartment one day. We will, and...
Well, he actually has a date set already.
Oh, he does? When?
Sometime this month.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, Ed. Unless we do some kind of a gift-giving thing at Ed's house. We could do that.
Maybe.
And, I mean... Honestly, we can't include Ed because we know what everybody's going to give Ed. So it's basically just something to put his dick in that it doesn't have pimp tattoos on it. Anyway, Frank, I don't know. Why don't we wrap this fucking just dog shit up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quicker the better.
It's the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I really appreciate it. I apologize, honestly, fervently, from the bottom of my fucking heart and soul. But I implore you to listen to Best in Show Thursday night 8 o'clock, and The What Show 9:30 Friday nights, all on Heroes Talk, all times Eastern. I had a decent time, Frank. How about yourself? Do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no, shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I'm gonna kick all your friends' ass outside. You done good to me. Got a real fucking heart, body, thinking. You're not afraid.
Why is it that your fucking mic always cuts out when you do that?
What do you got to say?
Your mic cut out again. You know why? You're an asshole! Man, oh man, it's a fucking snooze! Appreciate it, homeboy! I couldn't even get out the double damn window! And a pretty damn good living at that! Fuckface! Cause that's what I goddamn do. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Rammstein. Ihr seht die on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!